Okay, the third task in the MCC model is the specific task of transparency. Now, I know that we touched on transparency in the previous section under self-management. So there we were looking at transparency within the context of self-management. However, transparency is in fact a specific task that coaches are tasked to bring to their coaching practice. Now, why would this be? So, the first of the three items under transparency is humanness, and really that is the main key to this. What we are proposing here is that humanness, our humanness, is the foundational truth of our role as coaches. Now, that may sound obvious because obviously we are all human beings. However, what we are actually really trying to ground here is the fact that our humanness, i.e., the way that we respond, our compassion, the fact that we can be triggered, the fact that we do identify, the fact that we are too. Simultaneously, in a relationship with someone that we're coaching, so that we have has become, if you like, the objective of our service as human beings, but we are also simultaneously the objective of our own service to ourselves as human beings. So we are our clients in that sense. So we want to bring a transparency about this and allow our humanness to be an integrated and acceptable part of the coaching relationship. From that leads to this idea of peerness. Peerness is a word that has been widely used, particularly in some recovery-orientated circles, and is commonly used to denote the fact that people have shared experiences. So your peers are your, if you like, your collaborators or people who've had a similar experience to you, or have also been through what you're going through, or are going through what you're going through. This idea that we have this level of identification through peerness. Now that's good in many ways and useful, and I see and we know completely the value of two people really being able to connect with each other through common shared experience. It's a powerful, powerful, important part of human life. What we want to be doing, though, is making sure that we don't collapse it into that place where we say, I can only be understood by another human being who's had exactly the same problem as me. So, if we think about it, there are many, many ways in which we identify with people, and we often have the same shared experience. In fact, a lot of human beings, a lot of us, our lives are full of shared experiences. We all of us will experience most likely losing someone close to us who will pass away. Most of us, all of us, will experience perhaps. Experiencing a life setback like losing a job or becoming ill, and so on. So, common human experience is everywhere. And what we want to be doing in our coaching model is bringing this very broad brush of peerness to the front around transparency. So, when we sit with another human being and they ask us a specific question, for instance, do you know what it's like to be hit by a bus? And we've never been hit by a bus. We have to say, well, no, I don't know what it's like to be hit by a bus. Now, if we accept, if we allow that to become a point of difference between us, then we could end up with them going to a place of evaluation. They say, well, this person couldn't possibly understand me because they haven't got a common shared experience. However, being hit by a bus might have had for them some consequences to do with suffering, loss of job, perhaps pain, perhaps depression, anger, anxiety, fear, and so on. We don't know. And if they were to re-ask me the question, have you ever experienced any of those? Well, yes, I have. I have got life experience of experiencing loss or pain or suffering and so on. And that is where we are peers. That is where we are connected. So this idea of peerness, we don't want it to disappear so much into the specific that we start to lose our larger common bonds that we have as human beings. So we are tasked in this number three, transparency, as coaches of managing this humanness and this peerness in an appropriate way. The third item on this list is courage. The importance and the significance of courage. Now, when people come and say, I want my life to be different, I have this healthcare challenge, I have this experience going on, I'm scared, I'm angry, I'm frightened, I don't know what to do, which can often be how they start out, or they'll start out saying things are going wrong and I don't know what to do about it, I don't know how to close the gap between I know what I need to do, but I don't seem to be able to do it, or so on. There's a lot of different contexts. What pretty much all of them, all of these people, including ourselves, will need to be able to draw on is courage. The idea that we will need to face the unknown. We will need to face the difficult and the challenging. When people say to me, I want to change, what they are also saying is, I want and am willing to go into the unknown. When we sit in one place and we say, well, I'd like to be over there, the very fact that we're not over there means that we don't really know what it's like to be over there. We just have an idea about it. We just have a theory about it. We just have a projection of it. We don't actually know what it's like to be there. To get there, we are going to have to travel into the unknown. We're going to have to move through the unknown, make it the known, and then when we get there, we're going to be able to reflect on, is this actually as I imagined it? So recovery and the process of recovery is an almost continual journey into the unknown, as indeed human life is, in the sense that we never really know what it's going to be like in the next moment. We can only know what it's like in the present moment. And for that, we need the activating energy of courage. And it's here under transparency, because we want to bring it not just as an idea, we actually want to bring it from the experience of the coach. We actually want us, our coaches, and ourselves to actually inhabit courage, both in their commitment to the coaching and to what this client, this person is yearning for and wishes to create, so that it becomes a ground of the process of the coaching relationship. A coaching relationship with people facing severe life challenges like the ones that our client group can be facing is not a coaching relationship that will be successful with the absence of courage. If there is no courageousness, if there is no commitment to crossing over to those places that we do not know the answers, where we don't know what's going to be happening next and so on, then it will not be a powerful, transformative coaching relationship.